Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Everyone, welcome to another quick conversation for the long haul of leadership with Todd Bolsinger. We're going to look at a quote today from Alexia Salvatierra. Alexia is a professor at Centro Latino at Fuller Theological Seminary. This is from episode 101, titled Gratitude, Grief, and Guilt, The Church After COVID. Here's what she said. She said, if you don't listen, you can't see what God is doing. If you don't listen, you can't see what God is doing. Kind of, I don't know that she did it intentionally, but kind of an interesting little play little play on words there in terms of listening and seeing. Todd, what do you think about this?
Well, first of all, I love this quote. And it's vintage Alexia, whether she intended it or not. She talks like this. And she's like, whenever she's in a meeting and she's talking about the way she sees God at work, people lean in because she has this capacity to sense the work of the Spirit of God and to be very discerning about it. And I think, and so this is what I think about that. I think it's a really wonderful, gentle rebuke about those of us who believe that what we're supposed to do is be vision casters. Like we have a vision for what God's doing in the world, and we need to cast a vision and call people out to follow the vision. And I got to tell you, I was one of those people. I was taught that leaders cast vision, and people get excited about a vision, and they will rally to it. And what she's gently reminding us is it's way more important to hear the voice of God. Or maybe even think of it this way: hear the footsteps of God. Hear the like. I think of it Genesis, where God is walking through the garden in the cool of the day. If you hear the presence of God in our midst, and then you look up, and because you're listening for God's voice and you're listening for God's invitation, you can then see what God is pointing out to you. Look. You know, I have this. It is this image to me that as I was reflecting on this passage of that a lot of leadership is actually starting to get people to say, let's listen for the voice of God. Let's listen to God's direction. Let's listen to the Spirit's nudging, to God's correction. Let's listen. And the more we listen to God's voice, the more we will see God's face and the more we'll be able to determine the direction of where God is leading us.
Yeah. That's great. When I think of listening, I think of course, listening to God, but I also think of listening to each other and listening to our neighbors. And in some ways, we might say God speaks through all of those, but how does listening to ourselves, not ourselves, but listening to each other and listening to our neighbors perhaps play into that as well? And being able to see God's vision, see what God is doing.
So this is a great example. When I listen to my neighbors who are telling me of the presence of God. So think of the imagery I have in my head is think of the women coming back from the empty tomb who literally race in to tell the disciples what they couldn't possibly imagine. They couldn't possibly envision. They couldn't picture the idea that the teacher and rabbi they had followed who they had just seen executed on a cross was alive. The only way they're going to see what God is doing is if they listen to them, if they listen to those women. And quite frankly, you and I both know that a group of Jewish men wouldn't have been listening to three women coming back from their duties of, you know, at the empty tomb very easily. They had to force themselves to believe what the women had said. And only because they heard was they able to see. He is not here. He is risen. Right. Yeah. And so it's a really good reminder to us that when we are listening to others, we have a capacity to see what God is doing, especially in the places where we have blind spots. Right. We have my blind spot keeps me from seeing what God might be doing. Somebody else sees it and testifies to it and points to me. Then I all of a sudden I have eyes to see.
Yeah. I like what you said about they had to force themselves to listen. I think that's a good reminder, because I don't know, we do have to be willing. I mean, we do almost have to force ourselves to open ourselves up to other voices, you know, other perspectives. And that's hard. Maybe one last thought in terms of how can we do that? How can we make ourselves change our posture so that we can better hear those that we normally don't?
Well, I think because this has come from Alexia, who I tend to see, I feel like it's very prophetic and oftentimes overlooked in our culture, just because of her stat. I mean, she will talk very eloquently about the fact that oftentimes the dominant church doesn't see, you know, a Latino woman who's got a PhD, for crying out loud, and is really articulate. Yeah. I keep thinking about, say, Lewis and Clark, which I spent a lot of time with. Mm-hmm. Meriwether Lewis was tutored by Thomas Jefferson. But when they got over the Lemhi Pass, they had to learn to listen to a teenage Native American nursing mother.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is in their journals, they had never written down a single word she had said until all of a sudden they needed to listen to her.
Yeah.
And I think that for a lot of us, when you feel confused and you can't tell where God is leading you, and where you can't seem to see, and where there is no vision, and you feel like I might be perishing, the most important thing we can do is to stop and listen, and particularly listen to those who we've been ignoring up until now.
Yeah, that's good. Here's a quote one last time. This is from Alexia Salvatierra. If you don't listen, you can't see what God is doing. Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.